Yes, and hello, everyone. Welcome to another episode and session of 15 Minutes 通勤学英语直播室. This is the episode of 15 Minutes Live Podcast. This is where we sit down with you guys once a week and we talk to you guys using the subjects and some of the topics that we commonly get asked from our clients and our students. And this is where we share, and we want you guys to come and also join us and practice your English tonight. And this is what the 15 Minutes Live Podcast is all about. And so that you guys know, this live podcast is now simultaneously simulcasted to our Facebook fan page and YouTube channel. So if you guys don't know about our Facebook fan page and YouTube channel, feel free to subscribe to it right now. And as usual, for those of you who are joining us for the first time or the first few times, you guys will know the pinned link is the outline. Okay, 在置顶的这个连结里面呢，就是今天晚上我们要分享的主题啦，跟大家做一个简单的分享。然后呢，我们每次在 15 Minutes Live Podcast 这边呢，就欢迎大家来尽量的来用英文聊天啦，或者是来讲我们今天相关的主题。然后我们今天相关的主题呢，就是 Cooking Related Idioms。Cooking Related Idioms， 今天晚上我们要讨论的就是惯用语系列了哈。那好，跟大家简单的自我介绍一下，我是通勤学语的 John 老师，然后在我的右边是 15 Minutes Petty。
Yeah,
Pids. Petty, Cooking Related Idioms. 我们每个月几乎都有一个惯用语系列嘛，然后这个月的呢，就跟 Petty 非常有关 ，Cooking， 对不对？因为 Petty 有一个隐藏技能，就是除了 Podcaster， 对不对？好，然后除了这个又是我们的这个精酿啤酒界的这个 podcaster 以外，对不对？然后又有 podcast， 然后又是 podcast 制作人，然后又是直播界的，对不对？然后又有自己的 YouTube channel， 就是都完全斜杠完了。还有一个隐藏技能，对不对？大家不知道的就是 cooking， 就是 Patty 很会煮饭。对，然后这个会煮饭呢，不是那种家常菜的，就是在家里面
煮成熟饭。
炒饭吗？是这种的，这种的哦，不是这一种，在家里面无师自通的这种，是真的有证照的哦。Patty， 这个就是 Patty 的隐藏技能，有证照的这个厨师证照嘛，对不对？我这样讲是正确的吗？
不正确啦，
不正确，
没有去考证照啦，
没有考证照，那为什么不考一个嘞？那应该很简单吧？对你来说。
因为考跟会煮是两件事情啊。
So, you don't think the certificate matters? 不重要，对不对？那张纸。
Yeah,
okay, it doesn't matter. Okay. 对不对 ?Gordon Ramsay 也不会有人看他的证书嘛，对不对？
对。
对嘛，对不对 ?Gordon 就不会有人说，诶 ,Gordon, 你是不是哪一间学校毕业的来看看真的是不是有没有毕业嘛。不会嘛，对不对？这都几个米其林的这个餐厅了 ,okay? So, a guy like Gordon, he doesn't need certificates.All he needs to do is the output, the presentation, his work, okay? And that's what we're doing here. 所以今天讲到这个 cooking 呢，就想到 Patty。那 Patty 的隐藏技能就是 cooking， 对不对？那 cooking 在这里面呢，其实跟厨房有关啊。我们今天其实讲料理，不完全是跟料理有关，其实它是厨房用语跟厨房的用具啦。等一下大家就会知道说，诶，我们煮饭跟料理相关的一些动词呢，就会用在这个 idioms 里面。So you guys can definitely check it out, okay? And we have five today. And once I share the five with you guys and we go through the example sentences, I will leave 30 to 40 minutes for our 15 minutes fam to come and practice all these idioms with us, okay? So the whole point is,not about listening to what we are sharing, listening to the topics, listening how we would use it in our daily lives, but you should come on stage and see how you can use it in your daily life. 不是只要听我们老师、我们主持群来讲说我们会怎么样使用，我们对这个字的想法有些什么，而是等一下来请我们的 15 Minutes Fam, 请我们的通勤家族呢来一起来口说练习，来想想在自己的生活中哪一个可以应用得到。那这样子呢，把它偷回家，明天就可以马上使用。明天可以马上使用的这些惯用语呢，其实就不用背了。 就马上学起来了。Alright, so let's get the show on the road, you guys. So the first cooking-related idiom I would like to share today is half-baked ideas. Half-baked ideas. Patty, 如果你猜这个中文应该怎么解释呢？如果这个惯用语，你会怎么解释？烤一半的这个 idea， 烤一半的点子，
就不能用，
不能。So it's a bad idea.
Yeah,
it's a bad idea. Okay, so yes, you are almost there. You're sort of correct. It's not a bad idea per se, but it's not a complete idea. If something is half baked, 如果烤一半的时候呢，它当然也不能说不能吃嘛。其实它也是就是熟的，只是跟你想要的 souffle 就是不一样，对不对？它是半成品的概念。Okay, half-baked ideas. Ideas which have not been thought out very well. 所以呢，并不是这个呈现呢，或完整度并不是非常好，就是 half-baked ideas. Okay. 就是有想法啦，可是并执行上啦，或者是整体的思考上是并不完整的，所以就是 half-baked. Right.So let's read the example sentences for you guys. My assistant usually has half-baked ideas, but I never discourage her because once in a while she thinks of something brilliant. Okay. My assistant usually has half-baked ideas, but I never discourage her because once in a while she thinks of something brilliant.So, Patty, what do we do when we hear half-baked ideas? 我们当开会然后听到有人有 half-baked idea 的时候，我们通常的 response 会是什么？
明天再告诉我。
Let's talk later. Let's talk later. Thank you. Thank you for your input. Good idea. Thank you. That's nice. Let's move on. 会这样子吗？就哦还可以，然后我们就下一个这样继续，因为这个 idea 并不是特别完整，对不对？
嗯哼，
并不是很有想清楚嘛，对不对？所以那我们就继续吧。So half-baked ideas, all right. And second example sentences. Here you go, Patty. I have to admit,
my
suggestion
was a half-baked idea.I didn't think of the complication or
downsides,
and it caused me a lot of
headaches
and money.
Ooh, okay. I have to admit, 我必须要承认 my suggestion was a half-baked idea. 我这个建议呢，其实是一个并不完整的一个建议。I didn't think of the complications or the downsides. 我并没有想到它的复杂度或者是它的缺点。And it's cost me a lot of headaches and money. 所以呢，让我付出了很多成本跟给我了很多头痛。So, half-baked idea, guys. Gotta be careful with half-baked ideas. Yeah, half-baked ideas. 所以呢 ,Patty, 你看哦，这个地方呢，它的动词是什么？就是那个 baked 嘛。对不对？跟 cooking 有关的，那 bake 就是我们所谓讲的烘焙嘛，用烘焙的方式去烤嘛，或者是烘焙嘛。那所以 half baked， 那这个呢，大家其实又可以用图像去联想说，欸，烤一半的蛋糕会是怎么样？就不怎么样了， right？ It's not brilliant， it's not great。所以像这个 idiom 呢，它就很生活化，哦。你想到妈妈的这个 baking 就 half baked， it's fully baked or half baked。We can use that.
现在有那个熔岩蛋糕，它其实就是烤一半的蛋糕。
So it's a half-baked chocolate cake. It's supposed to be half-baked. 好啦，那我们就跟半杯水跟那个对不对 ？Glass half empty 跟就是还是那个 glass half full 一样嘛，对不对？看你我们怎么想。好，所以熔岩蛋糕可以 half-baked. You can half-bake your chocolate cake, which is fine. We're good with that. All right. So half-baked ideas. You guys, in the meantime, while we're sharing this, you guys can think about the half-baked ideas your friends or your family has suggested or advised. before. 可以，各位可以在我们分享的途中呢，就在思考，就可以联想去思考说，其实平时呢，生活上有没有一些人呢，就很喜欢给一些 half-baked ideas， 等一下可以来跟我们分享哦。所以 half-baked ideas， 佩蒂也要想一下 half-baked ideas， 刚刚我们讲怎么回应嘛，对不对？然后想一下最近有没有一些人给你一些 half-baked ideas， and what kind of idea is a half-baked idea? We can also talk about that. 所以晚一点呢，我们可以再深入讨论。Let's go on.To the next idiom of tonight, I love this one because, again, it's very, very graphic. 这个非常非常图像化的 okay? Stir the pot. Stir the pot. Okay. So, Peds, stir the pot means to deliberately try to make a situation or people more tense and upset. 所以 stir the pot 的意思就是故意让事情或者是人更复杂，然后或者是更状况更糟糕，所以就是 stir the pot。 那佩里我们讲 stir 呢就是搅拌的意思，所以为什么我们在搅这一锅东西，为什么会是影射说把事情搞砸了呢？对不对？你看我们火锅我们要搅拌啊，拌一拌啊，不是很好？
对啊，所以其实我不太理解
为什么。 OK，But that's our Asian Chinese hot pot. 我们的火锅是这样子的。OK. 所以呢通常呢煮它这个影射应该是这样子，就是当然你煮好了一道菜的时候就不用一直搅拌。然后你再去搅拌它，你只会多做事而已。你只会让状况更糟。好。So stir the pot. 好， make the situation worse. Alright.So, Peds, you go first. My annoying friend.
My annoying friend was always trying to stir the pot, and I really hate the drama.
Ah, we hate friends and their drama. Peds, 遇到 drama 你都怎么处理呢？朋友的 drama， 他就很戏剧化的那种朋友。What do you do?Unfriend this friend. For guys, I think it's really easy. 男生都比较简单啦，就是你 drama 一两次就对不对？
我们这年纪很少有人会 drama.
Okay, we don't like to cause drama either. Okay, 所以这个酒品不好啦，或者是什么会 cause drama 的人呢，造成大家的困扰的这种人，其实都不容易相处嘛，对不对？Yeah.可是呢，很有时候这个人呢 ，those who cause drama may not be your friend, could be your family members. 有时候是家人 ，so you know it's also tough. Okay, so this annoying friend was always trying to stir the pot, and I really hated the drama. So this friend likes to get involved. 他就喜欢来参与，然后来搅和，对不对 ？And I really hated the drama. We all hate drama, you guys.Not K, 我们不是讲 K-drama, 不是 Korean drama, 那种 drama. This drama means, you know, emotional drama, okay? 就是把八点档活到这个现实社会来了齁。Okay, so the next example sentence, please don't invite the marketing director to this meeting. He's very critical and always tries to stir the pot.所以不要这个行销主管来参与这个会议，因为他很喜欢来搅和啊。哦，本来一件好好的事情，他就来搅和，他就很喜欢来参与，就来搅和。And of course, at work, we got people like that. Okay. So, Pets, what do we do for people who stir the pot at work? What do we do to them? Nothing. Call the HR.Tell the HR, he always creates drama at work.
不是因为你要看他是你的 manager 还是你的 assistant、
oh,
是不太像。
Yes. That's true. 那可是这个地方是 marketing director, 所以他应该算蛮高的。Oh. 这个就很惨了，对不对？那个高阶主管动不了。
那就跟他讲说。It's up to you.
You go ahead. Good job. You compliment him. 所以要用我们 前几次 live podcast 分享的 compliment him. Oh, good job, sir. Wonderful idea.
嗯，
对不对？就只能走这种路线了，对不对？逆向，Yeah, you gotta try and survive at the workplace. Okay, so stir the pot, guys. Also, not very positive, but yeah, you know, it describes people and their behavior very well. Okay, next one, cook the books. Cook the books. Betty, what do you think cook the books mean?煮一本书会是你觉得是什么意思呢？
他瓦斯没了。
瓦斯没了。煮一本书。哎哎。
他把拿下去烧啊。
哦。没事烧什么书呢，又不是秦始皇。No, 它跟取暖没有关系。Cook the books. Okay. So the books here, Pity, is not referring to the books we read.在这边呢，这个 books 并不是我们讲的书哦。
嗯
嗯，这个呢，在商业行为里面呢 ，in business， OK， in the business realm， 我们讲 book or bookkeeping， OK， bookkeeping 这个有听过吗？对不对？留着这个书，其实不是留着这个书的意思。Bookkeeping means you are doing accounting.You're checking your finances. 所以呢 bookkeeping 呢是我们的所谓的记账的意思。所以呢这个 book 呢在 business 里面呢这个 book 就是讲我们的记账本。
嗯。
讲我们的记账本。It's not a reading book. It's a book where you put all your financial information down. So your money coming in, your money going out. And person you paid and person who paid you.、嗯、That's your books. Okay.So, for example,、I run a company and I run my own consulting firm, so I have a bookkeeper. 我有个记账师 I have a bookkeeper to do my books for me. 我有个记账师来替我记账 I have a bookkeeper who will do the books for me. Okay. Now, coming back to the idiom, cook the books. 这下是煮这个我们记账本。Pity, 猜猜看是什么意思 What do you think it means?、Mm.
把公司的账搞乱了。
Very close. So when you cook the books, okay, you don't mess up the book, you actually falsify, or we say fake the numbers. 做假账就是 cook the books.你去调整里面的数据 You cook the books And it means you falsify You fake the records Okay、
oh, yeah.
Yeah. 所以你去调整你这个记账本里面的东西嘛，你去 cook 它了 Okay, so cook the books So a lot of movies I think you know, Wolf of Wall Street 对不对华尔街之狼嘛，它就是 cook the books 然后它有什么 insider trading 有的没的通通都有嘛，对不对？所以很多跟财经有关的这些电影呢、嗯、They all about cooking the books 所以大家可以倒回去看一些你们喜欢的这些财经电影到时候你们都会看到 Oh, you know 他们的记账师啊或者是这个偷钱的这些人呢都是 cook the books Okay So let's have a read quick She used to work in our finance department But she was convicted of fraud and cooking the books Okay所以呢，这个小姐呢是在我们的财务部门里面上班的，可是呢，她现在呢被这个举报说她这个控诉哦，这个fraud 应该是讲这个 what's the Chinese for fraud？ 突然想不起这个中文字。
嗯
，fraud 中文是诈欺啊。Right, so cooking the books. Next example sentence, I think our company is being investigated for cooking the books. 所以公司现在被这个调查了 for cooking the books. It's not a great idea. Believe me, if you cook the books, it will only get worse later on. 所以呢，你如果做假账的话呢，后面只会更糟而已。Okay.So believe me, if you cook the books, it will only get worse later on. Cooking the books. Right. So, I mean, we see this on the news and also on YouTube and with court cases and stuff. Cooking the books, we hear about that, but, you know, you don't want to get involved. All right. Okay. Paying says 诈骗也可以 Yes, well, that's also committing fraud. That's a type of fraud. But usually it, fraud refers to, I want you guys to remember this. 这个 fraud 呢就是跟钱有关就对了。Yeah. Okay. You can only defraud somebody out of their money. Okay. Thank you there, Vivian. Thank you, Paying, for your input. Moving on, butter someone up. Pity, what do you think this means?
哦，听起来好油啊！
把一个人涂满了奶油哈、
哦，叫他滚，
叫他滚，就是叫他脚底抹油，然后让他很快的走，对不对 ？No no 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 no, that's the opposite. 这个是反而是有一点正向的哦，这不是负向的，这不是 negative 的，这是正向的哦。So butter someone up. 对，那佩里，我们这样讲，如果你的面包上面涂奶油，是不是比较香，比较好吃？
嗯哼，
本来面包干干的嘛，对不对？
嗯，
所以这个人呢，本来就是跟你的关系很普通，然后你现在把他涂满油，涂满奶油是什么意思？你的关系跟他更好了，对不对？
哦，
So to butter somebody up is to praise or flatter or to be very nice to that person. 所以你是跟他示好意，然后去称赞他，去拍他马屁。You're buttering somebody up. You can butter your director up. You can butter your wife up. You can butter your mother up. You can butter anybody up. You're trying to be extra nice to earn extra credits. Okay. 你在累积你的这个友谊分数。Butter somebody up.OK, 故意称赞，所以在某种程度上是拍马屁，就拍他的马屁，跟他示好这样子。OK, so very very useful. We gotta butter people up. Be nice, right? OK, so example sentence here, Petty, you go ahead.
Stop trying to butt me up. I really told you that I'm not.Buying you a new iPhone.
Oh, no. You're not buying me a new iPhone. 不要再来出这种，对不对？出这种怪招了，反正不会买就是不会买。Okay, so don't try to butter me up. All right, great. Yes. So next sentence, it's embarrassing how Sandra keeps trying to butter up our boss.She would be better off if she just did her work. 所以 Sandra 呢就是一直在拍老板的马屁。对。他应该就是专注在他自己工作就好了。可是他就是喜欢 butter up our boss. Okay. Last example sentence here. I have to admit, I love it when my boyfriend butters me up. 啊。这个也可以。Okay. I have to admit,我必须要承认 I love it when my boyfriend butters me up. 诶，当我的男朋友，对不对？当我的另一半来称赞我，或者是对我这种拍马屁的时候，感觉还不错。 Okay, butters me up. Yes, but you have to make sure you've got enough butter, right, Petty? 这通常有时候称赞老婆呢，也是需要一点技巧的。You can't just butter your wife up with any butter. 他们很挑的。
嗯，可能用北海道的
北海道Japanese imported butter. All right, okay, cool. And the last one for today, grill somebody. To grill somebody. 哎 ，Patty， 这个跟我们上个礼拜分享的前几个应该是上个礼拜吧，上个礼拜前一个礼拜分享的那个有关 grill someone. 这 grill 就是烤的意思。
嗯。
So when you grill someone, what are we trying to do?
就那个、啊、火烤大会。
火烤大会啊，炎上啊。可是呢，这个 stand-up comedy 的炎上哦，就是这个 roast 不一样，那个是用 roast, 不是用 grill.、
Oh, grill.、嗯、
啊。所以呢，那个 roast 呢是那种嘶那种感觉。所以它就是它没有真的要把它烤熟，它就是你知道搓一下这样。可是这个 grill 呢就是要把它烤熟的。If you grill somebody, you gotta think about it like you are really grilling, you know, putting the raw meat on the grill and you're grilling it. 你是要把它煮好煮熟的。Okay. So, to grill somebody here means to interrogate somebody intensely, to question somebody intensely. 就是问 一直问一直问一直问，然后就好像直问这个人一样。
嗯，
对，不是责怪他，我是直问他，就是一直 why didn't you do this, why didn't you do that, why couldn't you change it。 所以这是 grill，就一千万个为什么，然后是那种不舒服的那种 grill。 So if you grill somebody, it's putting somebody in a very uncomfortable position, 并不是特别舒服的 position, okay? So let's see where the example sentence takes us. My parents keep grilling me about what we did Saturday night, but I keep telling them that we stayed at your house and watched movies. So my parents...Keep grilling me about what we did Saturday night. 所以我们爸妈呢不相信我们两个呢只有这个单纯的看电影什么的，我们去外面野了。所以我爸妈一直一直一直在质问说我们到底是不是真的有在家还是都跑出去野，一直问一直问。So putting me in a very uncomfortable position. Grilling somebody. Okay. So you guys can think aboutin what circumstance or in what situation would you go and grill your friend? Okay, we can talk about that later. 就是拷问。Thanks, Vivian. Good one. Yes, you keep grilling somebody. Right, and the last sentence, example sentence for today. Petty, take it away. Doesn't it annoy you
that your boyfriend is always grilling you?About what you do when you're apart.
Doesn't it annoy you that your boyfriend is always grilling you about what you do when you are apart? 就是在男女朋友在这个远距离的时候呢 ,doesn't it annoy you? 这样不是很烦吗 ?Your boyfriend is always grilling you, 一直在问你到底在做什么，你到底在做什么，你确定你是在谁家 blah blah blah, always grilling you about what you do.Okay, doesn't it annoy you? Yeah, keep grilling you. Think about that. Okay. 所以 Petty 有没有这个 roast 呢跟 grill 用法就不太一样了。Roast 呢带一点这个戏谑在这个嘲笑嘛，对不对？可是这个 grill 就没有了，不好意思，就那个灯打得亮亮的这样子，然后就是
打过才会问到。那还有一个我也会搞不太懂，就是 grill 跟 oven。
You mean the cooking technique, right?、
Yeah.
煮饭的 technique.
不是、oh. 他那个之前我在那时候在澳洲的时候，他的那个瓦斯炉下面有一层叫 grill.
Yeah.
他的在 grill 的下面一层叫 oven.
OK.
事实上是我不知道，我那时候理解是一样东西。
OK. I believe that's just the separation of the top grill and the bottom grill. 因为我们在一个 oven 里面、oh. 对不对，它有上面有一个那个我们讲 element, grill element, 就是它是会燃红的嘛，对不对？那个棒棒。那你就是开上或开下，可是两个都开它就是 oven。你只开下面的那个，你只是在 grill 而已。有没有火烤就只有单向嘛。对。然后你如果是 oven 的话，是我们走 baking 路线的话， oven 里面呢应该是上下都开。
Oh.
Yep.
好。
对。So that's correct. This is grilling somebody, right? This is sort of, we 这个不是我们真的把人拿去烤了，对不对？这个只是一个 metaphor. 这是我们一个用图像的去想象，我们在拷问的时候就好像把它放在这个煎盘上烤，对不对？ But, Petty, you mentioned grill and oven. Okay. So what is a grill and what is an oven? So we can talk about like a barbecue grill.我们就想 barbecue grill, 烤肉架的那个架、哦、那个网子就是 grill。所以 oven 呢它是那种壁炉式的，它就是一个密闭空间，然后上下有这个可以做烘烤的这个部分。所以 flame grilled, 我们讲这个Petty 我们常吃那个叫什么 Burger King, 对不对？ Burger King 跟麦当劳的那个 Burger Patty 有什么不一样？那个汉堡肉有什么不一样？对不对？一个是 flame grilled, 它标榜说 flame grilled, Burger King 是说 flame grilled, 用火烤的，它用 flame grilled 这个字，麦当劳不是。
对。
OK, so 麦当劳的是 pan fried, 它是用煎盘煎的而已，它没有火烤，对不对？所以 Burger King 呢，大家下一次可以去看 flame grilled, Okay, but in this case, when we are grilling somebody, we're not really putting them on the grill. 这个会出人命哈，不行不行，真的火烤了哈。So, that's for you guys to think about. Yes, and Vivian has it correct. 就是像拷问一样啦，哈，严刑逼供这样子，那种感觉。Okay, and Vivian said, could you exaggerate your own performance data for cooking the books? Very good question.Patty, 我请教一下，如果我们今天是我们自己的绩效，然后去系统里面去调整那个数字，我们可以讲 cooking the books 吗？在某种程度上，如果你的财务是跟着你的绩效绑定的话，就是说你的 performance 是钱的话，应该是可以，对不对 ？Cook the books。可是如果单纯是绩效跟钱无关的话，比如说你的收入跟你的收入无关的话，其实没有差，对不对？应该是这样。So Vivian, that's how I would interpret it. Because the books has to involve the finance of the company or finance of the department. So unless your performance is tied in to the finances, like let's say if you, 像作业员是不是就是按件计算，对不对？我今天做一千件，然后就是拿多少钱嘛？佩里是不是这样？
对啊，
那如果我的 performance, 我说我今天做两千件，那我是不是多赚钱？
对啊，
对嘛，那就是 cooking the books, 那可以，这个就可以。可是如果我纯粹只改我的成效，就是哦，我跟客户讲说，其实我们的这个电商的转换率只有 10%, 然后呢，我去跟客户讲说 15%, that's not cooking the books, you're not gonna get anything from that, 那就是数字好看，
嗯哼，
对，
嗯哼，
数字好看，对，那在某种程度上也可以讲 cook the books 啦。可是那种基本上不会用这样讲。那我们讲在一个还有一个非常可能讲 cook the books, 就是以前的 Enron, 你还记得吗佩林？这个很多 15minutes fam 应该要有一点年纪才知道以前的 Enron 弊案嘛，对不对？就是股票上市公司他们很多弊案，他们去真的去把财务报表整个改来改去改来改去，那个就是 cooking the books, that's your 100% cooking the books。
嗯哼，
That's your very typical cooking the books. 那个就是在造假账了，做假册啦，那什么内账外账啦，这种的都是 cook the books.
嗯
，Yeah.
前几年那个大陆那个咖啡那个
，Oh yes, 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 yes. What's a coffee? Luckin coffee. 瑞幸嘛，是不是？
啊，对对对对对。
Luckin coffee, it's a deer. 它那个 logo 是一个鹿嘛，鹿角，对不对 ？I remember that. They're back actually. 他们 restructure 了以后就回来了。他们财务重组了以后回来了，嗯，他们回归了。然后现在他们很妙，就上一次我看到有个 article, very, very interesting. 他们现在呢，据说他们把很多店收起来，对不对？可是他们重组了以后做了一件事情，就是他们现在有点做，把他自己变 Apple。他们现在只供一种，就是有奶的饮料。他们现在只做有奶的这种相关的咖啡饮。所以他可以做芒果咖啡什么什么什么东西咖啡，然后都是 latte 的，他只做这个，因为他们发现说只有这个在大陆卖得动。
嗯哼，
他其他什么黑咖啡 espresso 他不卖了，他也不强调说他的咖啡是什么了不起的豆，他就是变饮料店。
嗯哼，
对，那就一直出新的 menu。 That's the last I heard. Luckin Coffee, guys, you guys can check them out. Alright, good. Let me quickly say hi. Susan, Chen, Kaden, Audrey, Cherie,雨晴 Kimberly, May Rong, Harry, Jason, Claire, Yishen, HW, Sam, Yao Yao, Chris, Guan Chi. Good to have you guys. Great. Yes, Megan. Yes, 安龙风暴 Enron. Yes, you gotta, you know, you gotta sort of be a little bit older to remember that. Enron 是我们已经就是那时候国高中的事情了。Oh, and 一听写是瑞幸咖啡啦。瑞幸咖啡 ，OK, good. I've never tried it, so I just know the logo. All right, so guys, now we are moving on to the segment of tonight. 我们到了每次15 Minutes Live Podcast 都会做的，就是我们开始邀请我们的通勤家族。刚刚呢，我们是不是分享了很多？我们分享了这个五个这个惯用语嘛 ：half baked ideas, stir the pot, cook the books, butter someone up, grill somebody. And I've already, you know, we've already shared some of the example sentences and we sort of warmed our brains up. 我们刚刚已经稍微热身了一下，去联想说，诶，我们生活上哪些人事物啊的状况等等的情境啊，可以用到这些的惯用语。好，那我们再来呢，就是 Let's open the floor for the 15 Minutes Fam. We're going to invite all the 15 Minutes Fam to come and practice with us, okay? 我们鼓励我们的通勤家族趁这个时候来一起聊聊我们今天刚刚这个分享到的这些料理相关的惯用语，哪里可以用到，或者是你有没有个人的故事呢？ And the more you use these phrasal verbs and idioms, the easier it becomes for you to use them in daily life and remember them, okay? 就是像我讲的，就不用背了。你常用的话，就真的不用背了。Okay, so, I hope you guys know how it works. You guys are welcome to press the raise hand button. 请大家可以按那个举手的按钮，就可以让我们主持群知道，就把你 cue 上来，来做分享咯。我们有没有 any volunteers?Do we have any volunteers? Hello, Chris. Hello, Lisa. Good to have you guys. Ooh, we got hands. Yes. Great. Come on, you guys. Yes, and Yiting, haven't seen you for a while. And here you go. Yes, Susan, we see you. And I'm also going to throw some invites around. If you guys want to come and say hi, feel free to. Don't be shy. 就大家不用客气，也不用害羞。This is where you can speak freely. All right. And I'm going to just invite some of our old friends to come and chat with us. Yes. And I checked in the room chat. Petty, you mentioned 安龙是教科书. What does that mean?
就是那个所有的那个
范例是不是教科书的范例？
对对对，教科书的范例。
Okay, okay. Textbook. It's a textbook case, right? It's a textbook example. And Harry says, 中间会加脏话吗？ Harry, 哪一个中间呢、啊？哪一个中间会加脏话？通常尽量都不要，会被人家会错意哦。到时候观感不好。Yes, and we have Paul, Susan, Yiting, and Vivian with us tonight. And you guys just keep raising your hands, eh?我们继续大家有想要来聊聊的欢迎大家来举手。对，因为我们这些上台的都是老朋友。我们也欢迎新朋友可以来跟我们一起聊一聊咯。Alright, Paul. Hello, Paul. Are you there?
Yes, I'm here.
Hi, Paul. Good evening, my man. How are you doing today?
I'm doing great.
Nice.
It's a long day.
It's been a long day.
Yeah.
Same goes for us. So you're not alone, my man. All right. So which idiom do you find most useful that you think you can use tomorrow?
Maybe I'll make sentence.
Okay. Shoot.
Cook the books.
Ooh, cooking the books. Okay.
Yeah.My boss just hired an accountant in case someone cooks the books.
Very nice. So, in case somebody goes and cook the books, right? So, he hired an accountant to come and check everything. Very nice.
Yes.
But the guy who checks, well, technically the person, the position that checks all the account books would be what we call an auditor.
Auditor.
Yeah, auditor, not an accountant. Accountant 通常都是做账的啦。那 auditor 呢才是稽核账的。所以稽核啊或者是稽查的都是叫 audit.
Okay,、yeah. but accountant has a license, right?
Yes.
If you are an accountant and you cook the books,、
Ooh.
You'll be fired.
No, you'd be jailed. It's illegal, yes, yeah.
Yeah.
Very serious crime there. Yeah.But in your example, you mentioned your boss hired somebody to come and check the books, see?
Yep.
Ah, so 9 out of 10, it's probably some guy with an auditing background. He knows what to check for.
Okay.
Yeah. That's it. Nice. Good one. Yes, good one. What about buttering somebody up, Paul? Do you butter people up?
Yes, maybe for men.
Yes.
It's good to butter some girls up.
With what? What do you think is a good butter?
about looking, her dressing.
Okay, so praise her dress, praise or compliment somebody's dress.
Yeah.
Praise a girl's looks.
They'll like it.
They'll like it. Okay. So praise the looks, praise the dress. What else? What else can we do?
Maybe her performance.
Okay. Compliment her performance. Compliment the way she talks or the way she walks or good things you've heard about her. Right? So giving people praise, that's called buttering somebody up. Of course. Paul, there will be one situation where you also need to butter your other half up. And that I didn't mention earlier, but I left it for now that I can share with you. Let's say you get in trouble with your mom. You unfortunately upsetted your mom. Okay? So what do you do? You have to butter her up, right?
Yeah.
There we go.
I don't need to really butter her up. Because, you know, she's my mother.
She's your mother.
Mothers always forgive you.
Okay.
If you did something wrong.
Oh, I know. But you still have to try and butter your mom up, okay? That's the right thing. Yes. So that's how you sort of learn to butter woman up, right? You start by buttering your mother up. So you first buy something that your mother likes, right? Maybe a fruit, maybe a candy, maybe some dessert. If you can afford it, sure. If you can afford it, a luxury purse would be nice. Yes, but I'm sure she would find it happy. She would be happy with whatever, you know, nice gestures you have for her. Yeah. Okay. Any gifts from you can use to butter your mom up. Okay. 所以我们刚刚讲呢，就是道歉这件事情也可以说，哦，我有一个人呢，我这个刚好不小心让我妈妈这个刚好有一件事让我跟我妈吵架了。Now I have to go and now butter my mom up.就是 make amend, 就是让我们恢复原来的关系，我就开始去称赞他啦，变乖宝宝啦等等的。那这个呢也是 butter, you can also use that in this instance. Okay?
Caviar.
Okay.
Right. Susan says, moms love that. Yes, I know. You see, that's how well I know my mom. She loves me buttering her up, right? Because I'm her son. Yes.Okay.
And there's one more sentence
go ahead.
About grill someone.
Ooh, grill. Go ahead and grill.
My relatives always grill my cousins and I about our jobs, relationships, etc.
Oh, during Chinese New Year, right?
Yeah.
During Chinese New Year. Yes, we do.
Asian people always.
Yes.
Always do that.
So your uncles and aunts always grill you about your relationship status, your job, where you're off to, why you did that, blah, blah, blah. Yes, because they have no other conversation starters. Yes, I totally understand that. I think we all go through that one way or the other. Sometimes you get grilled by your friend too, you know, by your buddies. They grill you.They will grill you like, hey, you know, where did you find your hot girlfriend? See?
Yeah.
They will ask you about it. Yeah.
But we won't bother.
No, but they will grill you, you know, like, you know, they say, do you think your girlfriend can organize a get together or like a double date for me? Blah, blah, blah. You know, they will grill you on that. Okay. Guys do that. You know, good buds do that.
Yeah.
All right.Very nice. Thank you, Paul. Great stuff.
Thank you.
Yeah, that's definitely a good try. So, you know, I think that's great to associate all these idioms, you know, to your daily life. So next time you face any situation, these words pop up. You don't have to remember them. You will use them naturally. So think about other situations. You can also, you know, use this tomorrow at work. See if you can. Or, you know, make little notes about different situations in your life that...all these idioms apply. 哪里可以应用到这些呢？或者是你之前的经历啦，或情境啦，你就可以做一些小笔记。这样子呢，之后就不用背了。You will think about them. It'll come up naturally. All right, Paul. Thank you for sharing. Fantastic stuff.
Great to Thanks for having me.
You are more than welcome. You should come more often, right? Okay, Paul.
Okay.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Moving on to Susan. Thanks, Paul. Yes, moving on to Susan. Yes, good evening, Susan. How are you doing today?
Good evening. I'm good.
Fantastic stuff. Yes. So, Susan, which idioms are your favorite tonight?
Grill someone.
Oh, don't we all know that? But you know what? The example that Paul shared, you cannot use that again, okay? I just gotta let you know. Okay. So we can't, let's try not to repeat the circumstances or the situation. Let's see if we can come up with something creative, you know, for us. So grilling somebody, yes, shoot.
Yeah, it's my experience.
Okay.
I have a classmate,
mm-hmm.
and we are not so close.
Okay.
When we have a conversation about any topics, she always grill me about the more detailed information, and she will keep asking what, why, and like for internship, she will ask why would you choose this internship,
and
how would you get it, and
okay,
what is the word, and so yeah,
okay,
and I think the most annoyed part is when I don't really want to share the detailed information,
yes,
to her,
mm-hmm.
and I express a little impatient, she mm-hmm. will not, she didn't notice that, so she will keep asking, she will keep grilling me.
Oh, yeah. Okay. Yeah. Okay.
But fortunately, she gradually feel that, I don't know, so I saw her change before we graduate.
Okay. So she learned.
Yeah, she learned.
She learned during the process, and she picked up on your little expressions and your hints, right? She picked up on your hints. She's like, oh yeah, okay. You know, Susan's a little annoyed, not very happy. Okay.
Yeah.
So I think we all have a friend or two like that. They don't mean anything bad.
Yes.
Right? They don't have ill intentions, but you know, they're just inquisitive. They're just very curious about everything.
Yeah.
Because maybe you are like sort of her role model of some sort. Like she wants to know how you think so she can, you know, she can learn from all your experiences, you know, because she probably doesn't have the luxury of being able to experience those things. Yeah. But I'm sure.
I understand that. But sometimes I will feel like I'm doing a forever quiz.
Yeah.
Keep asking.
Like a million questions.
Yeah.
When's it ever going to end? Yeah, you call me out for coffee, but this is not coffee. This is called, you know, grilling, a very good grilling and interrogation. 对不对? 就言行逼供了,对不对?这个已经不是,
yes.
It's a little different in that sense. But we all have a little annoying friend. So back in high school, I also had a little annoying junior. Yeah, like, you know, also Asian, because we were only a few Asians in the school. And, you know, he likes to ask a lot of questions. You know, like a million questions. But, you know, he's just trying to be nice, making a conversation. But obviously, he hasn't picked up on the fact that, you know, we don't like to answer him. So technically, you know, you're very nice. You still, you know, tell her stuff. But we just ignore my junior, unfortunately. We weren't very pleasant teenagers, I have to say. Yeah. Okay, that's back in the days. Right. So, grilling somebody, we all had those experience. Have you grilled your girlfriends for information ever? Like you want to know more? For gossip. Right?
Like
girls who likes to gossip, they grill their girlfriends. Right?
Oh,
that's also grilling.
Yes.
Yes, that's also grilling. Tell me more. Like, what's he like?
Yeah.
When was your first kiss?
Like, we can like kind of like protection. Like if her new boyfriend is not very nice to her or is not very
Ooh.
A good person,
Ooh.
And we will try to, you know,
try to grill the guy.
Yeah, try to convince.
Oh.
Or, like, if mm-hmm. he did something bad to you, and made her to think about their relationship.
Mm. Yeah. Okay. Okay. That's very nice of you. You and your girlfriend. Very, very nice of you, because through the grilling, you know, through asking more and finding out, you know, you don't want your girlfriend to fall into the trap of, you know,
yes.
being in a relationship because she thinks she needs it, right?
Yes, yeah.
Okay. Okay. That's, you know, that's very common too. That's very nice of you guys. But again, those situations are quite rare, I guess.
Yeah.
Yes. Have you... So what are the idioms? Butter somebody up? Have you ever tried that?
Yes, but maybe a little in daily life.
Ah.
Like, because I think people just like, they like to be
complimented, yes.
Complimented. So, like, I will butter my supervisors up, like,
a yeah. Yes, keep your relationship close.
Yes, and she will be very happy to show on her face.
Very nice. Yes. Very, very nice. Okay.
A very good way to yes. make everybody happy.
Yes. We're not trying to suck up, but you know, we're trying to keep a happy vibe at the office. You know?
Yeah.
Yes. But yes, to some people, to a third person, you could be just buttering your boss up.
Yeah.
You know, oh, there goes Susan again, buttering Peter, right? There we go. Oh, complimenting his shoes, complimenting his hair, da da da, buttering somebody up. But look, that's interpersonal relationships. Sometimes it's a must do.
Yeah.
You have to.
Maybe not too often and not too much.
Mm.
And people will think, well, your compliments are real.
Yes.
You will not think you are buttering up.
Yes. Yes. It shouldn't be a lot of butter, but it should be enough butter, you know, people enjoy your compliments. Yes. So again, I think back a few episodes ago, a few live sessions ago, we did talk about compliments. You know, you gotta be very specific with a compliment, or else, you know, if you have all these generic compliments like, oh, you're so handsome today, oh, you know, so good looking, da da da, you know, after a while it gets old and then it feels disingenuous, and then you feel like, you know, people don't think you are genuine anymore.
Yeah.
You know, exactly. You're really just buttering people up for the sake of doing it. Okay. Fantastic stuff, Susan. Any other idioms you would like to try and you would like to share?
I think that's all.
Is that all? Oh, yeah. That's too bad. You know, I was hoping for some juicy stories like stir the pot, half-baked ideas. Okay, but oh, cool. You know, want to stay away from those half-baked ideas. Like, please don't. Yeah. All right. But grilling somebody, yeah, I think sometimes I do that too. Yeah, with my friends, you know, just to, we you know, it's easier with guys. I don't know how it's like with girls, but, you know, between guys, it's not really grilling, but it's just like, you know, brainstorming session, right? All right, Susan, thank you for sharing with us. And we'll come back a little later. Let's move on to eating now. Hello, eating. How are you doing tonight? Hello.
Hi.
Yes, eating. How are you?
My colleague.
Yes? Who's your colleague?
Oh, my friend in company.
Oh, yes. I mean, who?
Who?
You want to share with us a story or somebody in the room is your colleague?
No, nobody in this room.
Oh, you know, you got me. Because, you know, I heard colleague and I thought, I put two and two together and I thought, oh, maybe you brought a friend along today or a colleague along today.
Ah.
All right. No. Okay.
But I do share this thing to some of my friends.
Nice. Thank you. I appreciate the support. So, eating, you have a story for us, I take it? Something about your colleague? Mm-hmm.
Yes.
Nice. Go ahead.
I will share about stir the pot.
Ooh, stir the pot. I was waiting for somebody to bring me a story. I love, you know, people with stirring the pot, creating drama. We all like to watch dramas, but we don't like it when it happens to us.
Yes.
Okay.
Since COVID was just blown up, and we got work from home.
Yeah.
Around like 2 months.
Yes.
And so we meeting you. We will use Teams to meet him. And one of my colleagues, she will always. I think it's combined story. She always grill everybody when she's listen someone cough. And she will say, "Are you get COVID or she will just gossip?"
Really?
Yes, she was just gossip. Which of our client customer was
got sick? COVID. Right?
Yeah, yes, got sick, and already 2 weeks, and he's still okay. Very sick.
Oh,
we should very worry about it. And I think we don't need to come back to company office. We should stay home. And
she should join HR. She should join the HR department, you know, to write up all the COVID policies.
Yes. Every time I just mail to everybody, to a company about a new policy of this situation. And she will teams everybody say, "Is this real? Is this right? I think COVID is very dangerous now." So I just think she was very, very stirred the pot to everybody.
Okay. So first, what she does is she grills everybody about their COVID status, right? Have you done the quick test? Did you take the nostril the nasal test or the saliva test? What test did you get? Did you get a PCR? Blah blah blah. So she grills you, and then from there, I get the situation. Yeah, every time there's a COVID announcement, she would want to stir the pot, just to make the situation more complicated and worse. Oh my gosh.
Yes. Everybody's very.
She needs help.
Very nervous.
Your colleague needs help.
Yes, but I think she get everybody nervous. But I don't think she's really nervous in this situation. I think she was just gossip.
Okay.
Yes, she was just being gossip, and she want to know everybody's situation. Like me, I just got COVID early June.
You did?
Yeah.
You did? Oh my gosh, Yiting.
Yes.
So how was it?
I just got very high fever.
For how many days?
I think maybe 3 days, and temperature was high and down, high.
Oh,
down.
I'm so sorry to hear that.
That time I didn't get COVID. The test was not positive.
Really?
Yes.
You had fever, but you tested negative.
Yes.
Oh my gosh.
I get COVID after the fever.
What?
After I'm feeling much better.
What?
So I think
oh my gosh.
Really, this COVID situation is more dangerous or more.
Yes. Dangerous is a good word.
Yes. Yes.
Yes.
So in that time, I'm just trying not to get cough in the meeting.
Yeah.
In the meeting room. Yes.
Mute yourself whenever you can.
Yes.
Yes. You got to mute yourself.
And when I got very like mid of June, yes, I already become very. My body was healing. It's okay.
You recovered?
I'm recovered, but I coughed one time and she growing up in the meeting.
Oh my God.
Of the end.
And oh my gosh.
In the end, my boss said, okay, it's enough. You are too gossip. She was COVID 2 weeks ago.
Oh my God. Stop grilling people.
Yes.
Stop grilling people. Yes.
So she also grilling people for the pot in one meeting.
Okay. All right. Oh, I'm so sorry to hear that. I mean, more about the COVID, not for her, because, you know, in daily life, there are people like that. I'm afraid.
Yeah.
We cannot just run away from people like that, unfortunately.
Yes.
But I'm super happy to hear that you're fully recovered from COVID. And yeah, what a shock. Like, you had a terrible bad day, a few days, and then you caught COVID thereafter. I mean, it's just not worth it. Oh my gosh. But you know what? It sounds like you sound like you know, it hasn't affected you and you fully recovered from it, and it's great. So yeah, glad to have you back eating.
Get traditional Chinese medicine now.
Mm-hmm. You're still taking traditional Chinese medicine now.
Yes.
Like almost a month after your COVID.
I'm taking like 2 weeks long. Yeah.
Wow.
I'm almost taking 2 weeks.
Okay.
And my doctor said I should maybe go to continue more than 1 month to fully recover.
Wow.
Truly recover.
Okay. Wow. Wow. Okay. So I've heard you're not the only person I've heard that's got some sort of success with Chinese herbal medicine. I've got a couple of friends who caught COVID, and they you know, successfully recovered from Chinese herbal medicine. So, you know, there's some magic in that. You know, I personally, I never believed or trusted Chinese herbal medicine, but you know, recently I'm sort of becoming a believer. Yes.
That's cool. Right.
It works. It
yeah.
Something along, you know, you it's just roots and vegetables, but yeah, it works. All right. Yeah. Glad to have you back eating. Yes.
Yes. Thank you.
All right. Let's move on to Vivian. We got Vivian Jasmine up next. Hello, Vivian.
Hi.
Good
Hi,
evening.
John.
Good evening, Hello? Vivian. How are you doing
today?
Yes.
Okay. Great. Thank
Perfect.
You for asking.
Yeah. All right, so Vivian, which of the idioms are your favorite tonight?
I just figured that there are three slangs that I think they are extremely useful.
Okay.
Well, when it comes to complaining about your colleagues.
Okay.
Like half-baked ideas.
Oh.
And stir the pot and butter up.
Ooh.
Butter somebody's up.
Nice.
So, yeah, but actually I just joined my current company for 1 year, so
uh-huh.
I didn't have the chance to, you know, complain anyone in my workplace, you know, because these things I think they should be under the table. Yeah, you don't let anyone know except as your close friends or
okay.
something.
Of course.
Yeah.
Of course, for us working professionals, you know, if there's any drama, it's probably from work. It's not from home. It's not from anywhere else because we spend too much time at work. But I totally get you. Yes, half-baked ideas, stir the pot and cook the books, butter somebody up. These things sounds like, you know, terrible situations at work.
Mm-hmm.
And it's, you know, very gossipy.
Yeah, you better never let your manager know.
Oh, yeah.
That you're saying these words.
Oh, yeah. But here's the thing. Also, it has to do a lot with relationships. You know, when you're sharing
yeah.
stories and experiences, you know, sure, from work, you know, they apply because we build more connections and relationships at work.
Yeah, sure.
But, you know, privately with your friends and your circle of friends or people you social with, you know, mm-hmm. there are people who also like to stir the pot. You know, and,
yeah,
you know,
sure.
these social clubs that you join, you know, people take advantage of the social club and they cook
mm-hmm.
the books, you know, we've all heard a story or two like that.
Yeah.
And in social situations, you have to be nice and butter people up. So.
Yeah, sure. But, you know, someone like me, mm-hmm. you know, your most of your life you live in your company, your office,
mm-hmm.
and the people that you can get touch, you can connect with is mostly is your colleagues.
Agree.
So, yeah.
Agree. Yes. Welcome to the adult world. You make less friends. Yes.
Okay. And I just want to mention that
yeah.
because I think Paul just mentioned the slang of the butter up.
Yeah.
Butter somebody's up.
And, mm-hmm.
To, it's like to please someone that you like or you are dating. And Paul said that you can bother someone up from their appearance or
complimenting about their their, you know, through compliments and praises.
Yes. And I just want to give up my opinion that just as suggestions to all of fellow members, or especially for guys, that I think it's better you compliment someone, especially for girls, about their abilities or their skills from maybe from work.
Okay.
Just from a professional aspect.
Okay.
It's better than, you know, bothering up by their appearance.
That's
just a suggestion.
Very nice. Yes.
Yeah.
You gotta be creative. Yeah. You know, you can't always use the same butter, you know, Vivian? I think you hit the nail on the head, you know. If you over compliment a lady on her looks and everything, I mean, it seems very superficial and shallow.
Yeah.
Yeah. You know, then you know, you'll be singing Lady Gaga, but so that's where I was playing around with the word butter. You got to change your butter, right? You can't use the same butter all day. So yes, I think Paul is still with us, and Paul, just make sure you buy some salted butter, unsalted butter, French butter, Australian butter. Yeah, you know, just go with variety. You know, if you keep some butter in your pocket, you can always use it. Yes, but not always.
Yeah. Is the one like me who's living with the work.
Yes.
Because I think he's still commuting or something, because I heard the background noise.
I think so. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yes.
And I think 18 just mentioned about the COVID that he got, and he just test a positive after her fever.
Yeah.
And same situation here. I didn't got the fever, but
you did. You caught COVID too. Oh my gosh, you ladies!
Yeah, I got COVID. Wow. Last week, last Friday.
Whoa.
Yeah.
I'm so sorry to hear that.
I got a fever as well. And you can hear me, my sore throat or something.
Okay.
A little bit sore throat. And at the first several days, I didn't test positive. Yeah, but it's quite weird that I got all the symptoms, but I didn't test positive.
Yeah.
So I searched online and I saw some doctor said that you can test in your 扁桃腺.
Oh, really? In your thyroid gland?
Yeah, you can test your 扁桃腺 and as well and your nose. In the same time.
Ooh.
So I tried it, and that's the way I test positive.
I didn't know that. That's good information.
The virus is, they stay in a different area.
Yes. In your body, somewhere. They're there and they're acting, you know, giving you this whole big reaction, right? You're reacting to it. And, okay. Wow. Thyroid gland. Got to check your thyroid glands too. Yes. But Vivian, you sound pretty much recovered, I think.
I'll say because I got positive last Friday, but I got a symptom from, I'll say, Monday.
Oh.
So it's been 5 days after I got positive.
Okay.
So I'll say it's been over a week.
Okay.
And I also got some Chinese medicine today.
Good.
And I think it's useful because I feel better now.
Oh, yeah. There we go. Yes. Yeah. My friends also attest to that. My friends. Yeah. With my friends, they've got little kids and it works. Even on little kids. So my friends can attest to that. So you guys keep, drinking the powder and whatever liquids you got, Chinese herbal medicine will work.
Makes you better, feel better.
Yes. And Vivian, we're glad to hear that you're back in one piece. Yes.
Thank you.
COVID thing, it could go either way, right? You really don't know.
Yeah.
Yes. Glad you didn't get too much of a severe symptom. So, you know, hanging there. So are you back at work already? How do you work now, remotely?
I'm working from home now.
Okay.
Because my company's policy is to, once you got COVID, you have to stay at home for 2 weeks.
All right.
Yeah, and you're abandoned to you're banned to go to the office.
Yes, agreed. Yeah. I think the 2 week policy, I'm down with that. I'm happy to hear that. Very stringent policy, very nice. Some companies just follow the Ministry of Health and Welfare. The 3 plus 4?
Mm-hmm.
I guess.
Yeah.
That's what they're following. And that's not always very savory. That's not always safe.
Mm-hmm. But I'll say that the government is kind of stirring the pot right now. You know, they don't got any limited policy for us, for our comfort cases.
Uh-huh.
You know, we can go anywhere and they don't know where you are.
Yeah, I know. I've heard about.
So that's about stirring the pot.
Yes, it is. You know, there are people stirring the pot, and there are too many cooks that's stirring the pot. You know, a lot of different politicians and the government officials, government agencies, everybody's stirring the pot. So it's one big pot that everybody's stirring.
Yeah, like back to 1 or 2 years ago that the COVID just started, like little girls, everyone, like, who get the COVID,
grilled
it.
They were grilled people. They will want to find out where you are. Yes.
Yeah.
Want to check up on you every day.
Everywhere you go.
Yeah.
Yeah, you've been.
Now it's okay. Yes, they don't care where you go as long as it's within the policy.
You just suit yourself.
Better not. All right. Thanks for sharing, Vivian. Great stuff.
Thank you for
and
having me.
You are more than welcome. So we hope to see you again. Yes. Moving on to Jasmine. Jasmine, last person tonight. Hello, hi. Jasmine. How are you doing tonight?
Hello. Good evening, everyone.
Hi.
Nice to join there.
Great stuff. Great having you, Jasmine. So basically, I think Paul, Susan, Yiting, and Vivian, they've covered a lot of the different idioms. So, you know, we've covered a lot. So, Jasmine, you go ahead and you tell us what you like from tonight. Which idioms you prefer to use on a daily basis, or if you have a story to share, you can go ahead.
Okay.
Yeah.
I think I can share half the bait ideas.
Thank you. That's very nice. Good. Okay. Go ahead.
Okay. I share some of my experience.
Mm-hmm.
I'll go first.
Mm-hmm.
In normal lifestyle, we think more,就是比较严谨的 thinking.
Okay. So you think a lot. Yes.
Yes. If we always in a serious situation, we cannot get new idea.
Oh, I see.
Sometimes we need have some half-baked ideas. Important.
Wow, that's very nice, Jasmine. I've never thought about it that way, but you know, seriously, I agree with you. Yes. We can't just hold on to the traditional way of everything's gotta be perfect, right? Especially in the fast-changing world. There will be a lot of half-baked ideas.
Yes.
But,
yes.
You know, we need them. And, you know, once you bake a few ideas, maybe you get 1 or 2 ideas that's fully baked. You really don't know.
Yes.
Very
nice. Sometimes if we feel our lifestyle are normal, boring, sometimes you can get some idea about this. You can feel happy.
Yes.
Amazing.
Yes. So, Jasmine, let me quickly add on to what you mentioned here is, you know, a lot of times at work, you know, when you, you know, sometimes the office culture is so stringent and strict and so serious that you know, you have to be very careful of what you say and how you present yourself. You can't really brainstorm. You can't really just sort of, you know, randomly suggest ideas. But in a lot of the more innovative office cultures today, they encourage people to come up with half-baked ideas. and, you know, to discover. So a lot of the keywords related to what you mentioned now, you know, the cultural aspect of it is called discovery, exploration. Yes. Okay.
Yes.
And a lot of now the business coaches are talking about teaching adults how to play, because adults don't know how to play, so they don't get creative. They don't turn on their creative juices.
Yes.
Yeah. So you must know how to play, right?
No. My friends, they always do. I just follow them.
Yeah. So, you know, same thing here, Jasmine. That gives you an opportunity to go figure out, you know, try all sorts of half-baked ideas. And, you know, it's about trying, it's about exploring, it's about playing. And, you know, from all that you've learned in the process, you will be able to fully bake a new idea very quickly.
Okay.
Very nice, Jasmine. That's fantastic. Half-baked ideas. Very nice. I like the way you think there. Very, very positive. And that's the way we should actually think about our lives as well.
Yes.
You know, no matter how comfortable our lives are, we, you know, you have to sort of think outside the box and try half-baked ideas. There's nothing wrong in trying.
Yes.
Totally agree with you on that. Very nice. Thank you for sharing that.
Okay.
Yeah, I learned something too. Yes. So, Jasmine, other than half-baked ideas, what would you like to try? What would you like to practice?
If I have a time, I think I can quickly share one idea.
Okay. Go ahead.
Gary someone.
Gary someone?
Yes.
How do you spell that?
G-R-I-L-L.
Oh, grill. Grill.
Grill. Grill someone.
Yes, grill somebody. Okay, practice grill somebody.
Okay. In some little girls talking.
Yes.
They always, if they talk something they are interesting,
mm-hmm.
they want to know, oh, who go with you? What are you interesting? They will grill
the other girls. Yes.
Yes.
Yes. Agreed. Yes, this happens. It's a very typical grilling situation. A lot of teenage movies, right, about high school girls, they, you know, they have these sleepover parties, slumber parties, right? They go sleep yes. over at a friend's house. In the middle of that, they, you know, they gossip like, oh, Peter loves somebody, and then Peter's in a relationship with somebody, and then which guy is cute and this and that, and then they grill each other
yes.
for information or for gossip. Yes, it happens. Grill somebody. Yes. Yeah. Okay.
Okay.
That's 100% correct. Yes. Is that all, Jasmine? Grill somebody?
No.
Okay.
Okay. I'm happy can join everyone here and hear everyone are healthy now.
Yes, yes, Jasmine. Yes.
Keep strong.
Thank you, Jasmine. Appreciate that. Yes. So, Jasmine, just grill somebody and half-baked ideas. Would you like to practice a few more? Is that all for you tonight?
I think it's enough.
Okay. All right. Don't be shy. No, not a problem. Yes. Thank you very much, Jasmine, for sharing. And that's very kind of you to, you know, to say hello to everybody and also to, you know, wish them all well. Yes. And 今天晚上的大家的分享呢，希望大家喜欢。那我们今天这个料理相关惯用语 cooking related idioms, and that's a wrap for today, you guys. 今天我们就讲到这里，非常谢谢大家的参与，我们下礼拜同一时间再见，谢谢大家。 Thank you very much. Thank you, everyone.